I will have revenge on him, that I will, and make him heartily repent it, said Philip to himself, with a countenance quite red with anger. His mind was so engaged that he did not see Stephen, who happened at that instant to meet him. "Who is that," said Stephen, "on whom you intend to be revenged?" Philip, as if awakened from a dream, stopped short, and, looking at his friend, soon resumed a smile that was natural to his countenance. "Ah," said he, "you remember my bamboo, a very pretty cane which was given me by my father, do you not? Look, there it is in pieces. It was Farmer Robinson's son who reduced it to this worthless state." Stephen very coolly asked him what had induced young Robinson to break it. "I was walking peaceably along," replied he, "and was playing with my cane by twisting it round my body. By accident, one of the ends slipped out of my hand when I was opposite the gate, just by the wooden bridge, where the ill-natured fellow had put down a pitcher of water which he was taking home from the well. It so happened that my cane, in springing back, upset the pitcher, but did not break it. He came up close to me and began to call me names, when I assured him that what I had done had happened by accident, and that I was sorry for it. Without regarding what I said, he instantly seized my cane and twisted it, as you see. But I will make him repent of it." "To be sure," said Stephen, "he is a very wicked boy, and is already very properly punished for being such, since nobody likes him or will have anything to do with him. He can scarcely find a companion to play with him, and is often at a loss for amusement, as he deserves to be. This, properly considered, I think will appear sufficient revenge for you." "All this is true," replied Philip. "But he has broken my cane. It was a present from my father, and a very pretty cane it was. I offered to fill his pitcher for him again, as I knocked it down by accident. I will be revenged.